الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. For a mu'min, at this time year, each morning, we have got mixed feelings. One is the sorrow and sadness of the month of Ramadan having left us. One is the sorrow and sadness of not being able to fulfill the rites of the month of Ramadan. A glorious guest from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who had come, the month of Ramadan had come just to give us all great goodness, such great goodness that it's almost impossible that for a mu'min who reasonably observes the month of Ramadan that his forgiveness is not done. And if once a person is forgiven, then his road to Jannah, to the eternal bliss and enjoyment and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, is forever open for that person. And reasonably, alhamdulillah, inshallah, all of us, except those who had some excuse, shari, valid excuse, kept our rozas, we made our taraweeh. It is a great blessing. Today, alhamdulillah, taraweeh in any town, how many venues there are of taraweeh? How many houses, garages, shops, where and where? Masajid, alhamdulillah. There was that time which many of us might remember that we couldn't find a hafiz to make a taraweeh in the masjid. And today the hafiz can't find a masjid to make taraweeh in. So Allah's great graces. There was that time also that the mutawallis had to pay the muazzin to sit for i'tikaf. Today i'tikaf, mashallah, all every masjid, how many people are sitting? So alhamdulillah. And it is also a pleasure that Allah gave us this great month, this great guest that came and stayed with us for 30 days and came just to give us, to wanted nothing from us, and just to give us all the great enjoyments and pleasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that great month is gone. And now the morning of Eid is a day that Allah Ta'ala has made it. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has declared it as a day of rejoicing, a day of happiness. So Allah Ta'ala has given us where we came out of the month of Ramadan, and now we have come into this great and honorable day of the day of Eid, where everyone, it's a day where it's haram to keep roza. And no Ishraq namaz for today also. That this is a day that we celebrate and we rejoice. And what is the rejoice? Not the new clothes, not all the food that is on its place, alhamdulillah. But really that Allah gave us the opportunity of observing this great month of Ramadan. And mashallah, there are so many people who made so many khatams of the Quran Sharif. So much other ibadat, staying awake at night, which was like an impossible thing. MashaAllah, so many people stayed awake nights and nights in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept. And the sign of acceptance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be now from today. From now when we will go home and we will be having and sharing our meals, alhamdulillah, all Allah's ni'mat. But let us not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala there. There is the our deen, our sharia has kept the hijab, the parda between the people which we know. So let us not break those laws today, and we all sit together at the table, at the dastarkhan, and we share the dastarkhan, and we break the laws of Allah from the beginning, from here. Let that not happen. And similarly, every day of our lives that we will go into. Let us, what we gained in the month of Ramadan, said it is, great ulama and buzurgs have said, that a person only knows Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, we forget Allah Ta'ala. So let us observe the laws of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Just like at Qurbani time, the Eid which is just about over 2 months away from here now, and on that occasion also Allah blesses us with the great ibadat of the Qurbani. And it is the great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And alhamdulillah, by and large, Allah Ta'ala has made that also very much alive in us. But let us not spoil that also with videos, taking photos, etc. Anything of any animate object is not permitted in our deen and in our sharia. So we should try and stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yeah, on this occasion of Eid al-Fitr, we should try and observe all the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah blessed us so greatly in the month of Ramadan and proved to us that we can stay away from food from Sehri time before sunrise, from Sehri time, dawn, till sunset. So now to stay away from doubtful food, and most of this food that were outlets, what we call the junk food, it is all unhealthy. It's 100% unhealthy for every person, Muslim and non-Muslim. And then how much is it halal? That is also another question. But as far as it being unhealthy, it's 100%, it is unhealthy. And it catches up with a person in his life. So let us try and observe the laws. We showed we could stay away from halal food also in the whole month, for the whole day. If it was according to our logic, we should have made rozas for us at night. Then it's not difficult, no mujahada, you are sleeping, you don't know. Like that also many of us at night, we have got roza. We don't eat anything, but Allah made it during the day, the roza which is for us. Also if we will think that if it was according to our logic and thinking, we should have said that after keeping the whole day roza, and then after the Isha should have been made maaf. After the iftari, you have a good meal. So now you are like lazy to make namaz. But Allah did not make it like that. Allah added the 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And in the 20 rakats of Taraweeh, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it the closest, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدُ. The most closest a person is to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala when he's in sajda. So Allah gave us 40 extra sajda. When a person is the most close to Allah, the most close to Allah, Allah gave that for us in this month. And to recite the most glorious words, the most supreme, the most sweetest words, the Quran Sharif. To recite it or to hear it, the listeners, mashallah, all this Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has blessed us. Now we are here for another 1 year. It is said of the great pious people of the past that for about half of the year they should cry to Allah that we did not spend our Ramadan properly. After spending it, we can say 100% properly. They said we did not spend it properly. And then they made the niyat and intention, the coming Ramadan, they will spend it more better. And if a person does that, then a few Ramadans in his life, if from the age of his young age, or even from 20 till 30, 40, 50, how many, 10, 20, 30 Ramadan. And every Ramadan has got Laylatul Qadr. And Allahu Akbar, as it has been explained, Laylatul Qadr, whatever we ibadat we do. For example, just read 3 times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And you get the sawab of a full Quran Sharif. It is like you read Quran Sharif for 83 years and 4 months continuously and even more. So anyway, this great month Allah has blessed us, now let us carry on how much we can. Let us fix a certain portion of Quran Sharif daily. It must not happen that any day, even today, each day, but read some Quran Sharif. Whatever amount we can, but read some Quran Sharif. And very good it will be if we can make one khatam every month. Just one supara. And so easy it is that for at every namaz time, there are 5 namazes. Out of the 5, 4 namazes, just read a quarter supara, which for a person, a non-hafiz, maybe 8 minutes or so. And read that. And just make our sunnah, and then we have got enough time till farz. Read it, and whatever little 1-2 pages are left, read it after namaz. So every, without like any effort from our side, we can read our one juz, one supara every day. And that will be a great boon, a great blessing. We all tried and made more ibadat, du'as we engaged ourselves in during this month. So take out some time, each one of us think that when du'a, in my 24 hours, like all other ibadat and many other things, we got enough time for our cell phones. We got time to go to the toilet also, and we have to go. So take out a few minutes, 2-3 minutes. Can make it 5 minutes, very good for dua. And everyone has got needs all the time for ourselves, our families. And the only being who can sort out our matters is Allah Rabbul Izzat. We on our own, we cannot. We make our effort, but the real doer is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And it is with dua and dawa, a dua and effort, that Allah Ta'ala gives us results. So I take out some time for dua also. And then our tasbihat, the 3rd kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. Try and read it 100 times a day. Otherwise even 10 times a day. Really it is very little 10. But do it regularly and see the benefits of it. Tawbah, istighfar, durood sharif, and the praises of Allah, the 3rd kalima. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we find that Taraweeh took place in the length and breadth of the world, where and where. Where places where it was late in the northern hemisphere, they made the Isha very late, but mashallah they did their Taraweeh. Then we found i'tikaf also taking place everywhere. MashaAllah, how many people went for Umrah and to be present at Baytullah Sharif in Ramadan and at Rawdah Mubarak by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many people went out in Jamaat? MashaAllah, Jamaats also everywhere. And many places they went out like in the rural areas. And there wasn't any comfort or pleasure, but they made their sacrifices. So alhamdulillah, in various ways, in many, many homes, Taraweeh took place. Even if it was just a one person reading, and the ladies of course were at home. How many ladies made the i'tikaf at home, in their homes? So this great environment, let us carry it forward now. And let us let it reach next year. Also, on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May. 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May will be the Tablighi Ijtima in Lodium. So let us make intention of going, make our own tashkil of our friends, etc. Try and take our friend and let us go. May Allah give us tawfiq to benefit from all aspects of deen, and let Allah Ta'ala take us all the time more and more closer to Him until the time when we leave this world and we are close to Allah and Allah is pleased with us. Allah forgives all our sins and Allah be pleased with us, and we have that wonderful life inshallah in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and then inshallah forever in Jannah, and Allah save us from all harms and wrongs. Wa akhiru da'wana.